You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With media mergers and restructures constantly shrinking funding for quality journalism, 95BFM reporter Jack Marshall spoke with Dr. Doug Ashwell, Associate Head of School of Communication, Journalism and Marketing, as well as Peter Griffin, the Director of Science Media Centre. First off, Jack asked Dr. Ashwell about the current state of science journalism in New Zealand.
There are some very, very good science journalists in New Zealand, and yet they're very few and far between. And some of the most experienced ones have actually left, either have retired out of the system, or they have moved on to other things. And so what often happens is that unless someone picks up that torch as such and becomes a dedicated science journalist, then you get younger people coming into the industry, and I'm not saying that they're not good journalists, but they just don't have the experience and in some cases the training to be able to carry that torch as well, and they might probably need a lot more experience as they go through. For example, there was a gentleman, Alan Sampson, who was on the Dominion Post, and he had been a journalist for some 30 years, probably a highly respected science journalist, and he's now retired and moved on. Karen Chugg was also working on the Dominion Post when I did that study. She was a young journalist doing very, very well, but then when I went to do a follow-up with her, she'd already gone and moved overseas. So what it is that it seems to be that science journalists don't stay in that job for very long and they move on quite quickly. And you lose that continuity. And this was some of the things that the PR people were also saying, is that they would get to know a journalist and start to have a working relationship with them. And no sooner they'd done that, then someone new would come in. And those someone new's don't always have the same background and they'd have to start again. And so I think it is the occupation of being a science journalist changes quite rapidly. People move in and out quite rapidly. But I also think there is now a lot of pressure from journalism per se, in the fact, especially with newspapers, with the financial pressures they're under. And I would say it's the same for radio. Radio is very, very competitive. And TV's even competitive. And so with all those financial changes, sometimes science and science journalism kind of comes one of those things that you can easily lop off or kind of take people out of. And so you're left with a kind of vacuum which is filled by people who are more general journalists. And that can cause some issues for the various different groups.
And just to wrap it off, how do you see science journalism changing, but right now, and also into the future?
I think more of it's going to go online, and that causes also other issues for journalists as to, if they're working solely online, that's fine, but one of the journalists I interviewed was working for print and also had to have stories for online, so it puts increasing pressure on journalists to write for multiple platforms. And yet I think, you know, that's probably what's going to be the major thing is a shift to the more online. And that has some advantages and may have some real benefits for what the public receive. Because with online journalism, as we know, you can put in more content, you can put in videos, you can put in photographs more than you can, say, for a newspaper article or for a radio broadcast. Television is still there and you can put things on television, but if we're talking about news as such, it's only a 10 to 20 second clip and that really doesn't do much. Where with online, you can put more content, make more content available, more hyperlinks to different things. So there could be some real advantages with that for the public to actually become more aware. And the thing is that my study was actually replicated in Australia last year. And for the Australians, they had different results where they found that science journalism was, they had very, very positive things to say about science journalism in Australia. And so that was an interesting result. So it may be that if you have more resources put into the area, then you can have better results coming out the other side. And that may be where the Greens and that kind of move would be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it was actually one of the Google founders says it's kind of like they're just dollar problems. Like all it needs is more funding often rather than most other kind of complex ideas.
Yeah, it is and it isn't as well. I think it's funding and I think also a level of understanding not the science per se, as in, you know, the particular area of science, but more the scientific method. How do scientists actually go about doing their day-to-day work? Because very often science is reported